Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. We are here this week. We're hanging out. Gia, how are you?
Good, good. A little early morning vibe for us.
Early morning vibe for us. Recording
early morning.
Yeah, early morning. We always say this, but it is.
Yeah, yeah.
For ladies like us, for night owls like us, this is an early morning.
Exactly.
Catch me, like, ask me to do anything at midnight, 2 in the morning, whatever. I'm there.
Yeah.
Ask me to do something at 10 a.m. It's tough.
I will be struggling for sure, but doing good. Had a great weekend. So
I saw you're out in Chicago.
Yeah,
how are they
doing
out there?
They're doing great. Yeah. Playing lots of games.
Oh, as always.
Playing lots of basketball.
I saw you setting some records.
Yes, yes, I did the Yak Gauntlet. That was like probably the best achievement of my life.
It was really cool.
Thank you. Yeah.
I don't know. I think I wouldn't be so bad at that. Like I go back and
forth. It's really low key, not that hard.
Yeah, it doesn't look that hard. I'll be real, but like. I haven't done any of those things in a long time. I think sometimes I fall into a pattern where I think that I am I'm not athletic and a fragile flower more than I actually am.
Yeah.
And I forget that, like, oh no, I can,
as long
like,
as
shoot
you
a basketball
can, yeah,
and
can
I
shoot
can
a
like
basketball.
Throw a football and I can run around in a circle.
It's
like, it's
sneaky,
not the end of the world.
A little bit harder.
I would
than
be out
you
of breath.
Think.
I would be out of breath for sure.
And like, you have to score a goal. That's the hardest part.
That
because
one,
the goalie is
yeah,
a
that's
of
hard.
Jake Malasek.
With a soccer ball, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's tough. I'd have a hard time with that because I'm not great at soccer. But I'd be fine with the football. I'd be fine with the basketball.
Yeah. Cornhole?
Not good at cornhole.
Okay.
I don't even know the rules. Like, what
do you
do?
You just have to get it into the hole.
Get it into the hole. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd have a hard time with that for sure.
Yeah.
That would be tough. And that's the starting one, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That would trip me up. But I think that I'd land probably somewhere in the middle. I wouldn't be the slowest, but I definitely
no.
Be the fastest.
I mean, it took Jeff D. Lowe like 7 minutes to hit 2 3-point shots.
Oh my God! I know this has nothing to do with Taylor Watch. And well, this is we're crossing over into our Barstool world.
Yeah,
which again,
yeah.
Like, you know, follow along if you want to get involved in all that. But our dear friend Jeff D. Lowe, the host of The Dozen Trivia, another fabulous show on the network, was here's the thing. I love Jeff D. Lowe. He's one of my best friends. I think that he needs to launch a full-scale, like, takedown.
Like,
every
get
single
the CIA.
Clip.
Yeah.
Like, he needs to call the CIA, the FBI, like, every single person on Earth to get the video of him taking 7 minutes to get one single 3-pointer is it or is
I think it was two. It took him 7 minutes to get two.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, it was like the most embarrassing display that I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah. I'm hoping maybe he was nervous or something.
He has got to do something. The jumping, he couldn't even I was like, Jeff, no, you got to be better than this. So he has to.
He needs redemption.
He needs redemption. Mm-hmm. He needs something. Yeah. But right now, he needs the FBI.
Yeah,
and the
maybe
CIA
he needs like a personal. He
on
needs,
the case.
He needs like LeBron to come and
God
help
damn.
Him teach him.
Poor Jeff.
Yeah,
poor Jeff. Oh my God, I was appalled.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
But you would do better than Jeff, so there you go.
There you go. So I'm really not worried about that.
Yeah.
How
was your weekend?
Cool. My weekend was good. I went to the ballet for the first time.
Love.
And it was fabulous. It was really exciting. I dressed up, looked cute.
In,
up
West
in
Side?
Lincoln Sweater.
Lincoln
Sweater is what I just said.
Lincoln Sweater.
Lincoln Center.
Yeah.
Not Lincoln Square. I guess it's kind of the same thing, though.
Yeah, aren't they the same thing, Lincoln Square? Is Lincoln Square the area, and then Lincoln Center is the...
Yes, I believe that that's it.
Okay,
I believe
that's it.
So yes, I went to Lincoln Center to see ballet. I saw Swiftie there.
Cute.
I was up there, and I ordered tickets online that, like, I don't know what, you know, some random website. Like, not
okay.
like a...
Not through the...
Not directly
right.
the ballet, because it was like, I got them kind of last minute. And I got up to the... you know, a box office or whatever, just to make sure, because they had someone else's name on them. And I was like, I think it was like a reseller thing.
Okay.
But I was nervous about the name. And so I went up there before we went in, and I was like, oh my God, hey. And as I'm talking to the guy, a girl in the other booth was like, oh my God, hey. And I was like, hey. And she was like, and she showed me her friendship bracelet. And
oh,
I was like,
cute.
Girl.
Oh, that's
I was like,
so
what's
cute.
Up? What's
yeah.
up? I immediately,
hey,
like, I word vomited out of my mouth. I was like, I'm going night two, Paris. Like, that was my immediate. I barely even said hi.
She's like, okay, bitch. Like, nice, sick brag.
She sent me a message after and was like, it was nice to see you. And
oh,
she
so
had
cute.
To explain to her boss, like, listen, we're both Swifties. And then when she said that, they understood. I was
oh, that's
like,
funny.
She, like, talked through the, you know how you, like, press the thing and you talk
oh,
through the
that's
glass?
Hilarious.
Like, she pressed the thing and was like, Kelly! Oh. I was like,
that's so cute.
It made me feel really cool.
Yeah,
so
shout
out to my Swiftie bestie
yes.
at Lincoln Center.
I was doing touch tunes at the bar, and it's always a good way to weed out the Swifties at the bar, because like you put on style and then you see like which
you
girls are
bouncing.
Get up dancing.
Yeah.
And
so
I was
fun.
Like, oh my God, hey girls.
I love searching for Swifties in the wild.
Yeah, me too.
I was thinking, people do, or I was thinking so much about like, I finished Crescent City book 3 Oof. Last night. Did you read?
I'm still on the first one.
Oh, Gia.
It's been taking me.
It's hard. Yeah. I know it's hard to get into, but once you know these characters, like, it's a breeze. Mm-hmm. However, there's so much character development throughout the entire Crescent City series.
I'm like, what the hell?
It's a lot. Yeah. But I'm into it. It's taken me longer than usual to finish these three books, but I finished the third one last night and the payoff was fantastic.
Oh, God.
It was really good. I was crying, I was doing this, I was doing that. But it had me down this rabbit hole for Sarah J. Maas, the author of these books.
She's
crushing it.
Yeah.
And so she I was looking on her Instagram, she's a Taylor Swift fan. Okay. So she's got the Swifties on lock.
Of course.
She's got
I feel like
this great,
it's like, kind of like goes hand in hand.
It's Swiftie a lot of overlap.
Fantasy.
Totally. No, 100%. And like, I knew that in my heart of hearts, but it's really good to like see it.
Yeah.
And so I was looking at her page and how when this third book came out, they did a bunch of like book release like parties at Barnes & Noble at midnight.
Yeah,
like
I saw a bunch of videos. Yeah, yeah.
And it got me thinking about like, you know, times when Harry Potter would come out, there'd be the midnight book release and we would go and it was like a big deal or whatever. And it just was, it looked so fun. And I was like, I wish we could do like, just like a midnight party. Like
I know.
Some kinda, I know we are always saying this. I know. I really wish we could do it somehow.
Like a midnight like album release party or something?
Yeah, like how? Like I know we were
you
talking
do
about
like
this
rent
time
out
around.
A bar or something.
Yeah, it'd be so fun. Or even like a listening party. Like even if we can't do that, like the day that it comes out, because we all want to listen. Like we're all very intense.
Yeah.
When it comes to, with the book, it was like they get to yell and whatever, and then they leave right away to go like read the book. But
oh, that's
I don't
so
know.
Fun.
It's just something to keep in mind. I don't know.
Yeah.
I it really had me like being like, wow, people really will like leave, like go out in the night to like go to a party like that.
Oh, totally.
Like, it just was cool. So shout out Sarah J.
Wait, quick pause.
My fucking girl. Make sure this is all good. Oh, yeah. Oh, good. Yeah. Okay, cool. Shout out Sarah J. She's crushing it.
Yeah, she is crushing it. I don't know how she fucking
so
writes
books.
So much.
It's just a lot of
It doesn't
of
get
books.
Confused.
Yeah,
yeah, it is a
I
lot
have,
of books.
I also last night started Throne of Glass.
Yes, that's
one.
My next adventure after Crescent City.
Yep, and so it should have been reverse, everybody says. People say that you should have read Throne of Glass before Crescent City, and I was like, whatever. Brittany, my girl Brittany, is finishing up Throne of Glass before reading the third Crescent City because apparently the payoff is better. I don't know.
Okay, interesting.
We're out of...
Because they all, like, eventually connect, I think.
They connect in Crescent City.
Okay.
But I am not sure. Like, I'm missing, I think, like bits that were connected because I didn't read Throne of Glass. Like I think if I did read it, like I know the characters, but I think it would have hit harder if I had read it. I think is what it is. Kind of like you could read Crescent City without reading the Court of Thorns and Roses books, but it like wouldn't hit as hard, you know?
Right.
So yeah, I don't know. Just get to reading, okay? Reading is back.
reading is definitely back. Yeah,
reading is back. We're just doing everything that we did, like, or at least that I did in like the mid 90s. Like we're firmly planted in the mid 90s. I'm reading books in the trees, and I'm wearing crew necks with, you know,
love it.
Little bandanas in my hair.
So cute.
I feel like it's 1998, and it's great. I love it so much. But yeah, I think that that a lot has happened since we last saw you guys.
Yeah.
We recorded on there's like a loud noise going on outside. That's concerning me. We talked a lot about we were recording, sorry, in the middle of the day on Wednesday, which was during the parade or the parade
is
about to start, the Super Bowl parade. Obviously it was before we heard the news. We left this room and heard the news of the shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade, which was fucking horrible.
Ugh.
I don't know the final numbers right now. I know that a few people did pass away. There were a lot of people that were injured. It's fucking ridiculous. It's like,
it is ridiculous. It's like the only
really
word to describe it at this point. Yeah. It's like, it's just,
What do you say?
It's so scary because it's like you can't even enjoy anything anymore without having to have a slight fear in the back of your head of like where's my nearest exit
of
just
mass
in case.
Destruction.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Of any kind.
Yeah.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah.
Where's the exit? And it's awful. And I feel terrible for the community.
Yeah, Kansas City.
Kansas City.
Yeah.
What do you fucking say about this?
Yeah.
Like this happens constantly.
Yeah.
You know, I can sit here all day long and be like, gun law reform, this, that, whatever. I don't know what the solution is for anything ever. I just know that it's that everything is fucked up.
Yeah.
And I don't, and
I'm very, I listen, I'm like, I feel like I've always been super vocal about it, but I feel like there needs to be stricter gun laws in the United States. It's so stupid. You see other countries,
it
like
feels like the most obvious.
Yeah,
thing
it just
time.
Makes
no
sense as to why like people are wearing fucking AR-15 pins in fucking like Congress. Like it just makes no sense. I get the right to bear arms. I get it. Like if you live in Oklahoma and the nearest fucking police station is an hour away, whatever.
Sure.
I get it. You need to have protection. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you want a gun so bad, you got it. It just has to be. It has to be harder to get a gun.
I don't quite understand, and I've never quite understood why that isn't everyone's logical thought.
Yeah,
it
me
shouldn't
neither.
Be so easy to get to get an assault rifle or any kind of weapon in general.
Yeah,
like
totally.
It's, you know, guns are one thing. Obviously, it's horrible, but like other weapons, you could just get weapons all day. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Everybody wants to kill everybody. So why are we not trying to stop people from killing everybody?
Yeah, it's like
understand.
It all goes hand in hand. So I just don't like. It's just we have like a terrible mental health crisis in the United States.
Dude.
We have terrible gun control laws. So it's like, I just don't understand the people's logic. It's all money.
And it always is.
That's the tragic thing. And people are losing their lives
because people care more about
that than
people don't feel safe. Everyone feels like, you know, it's a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think about like, I have two sides of my brain, I think. Mm. One side is like, I'm just going to mind my own business. I'm going to stay in my lane. I'm going to live my life exactly. And I'm going to ignore everything that's going on outside of my own immediate life.
Yeah, I get that.
Which is obviously the selfish way to think.
Yeah.
And the selfish way to like go about your life.
Yeah.
And then I start thinking about like the world and all these other things. And it's so overwhelmingly negative and horrifying that it's crippling. How do you even go outside? Like, how do you even like, you know, I don't know where to find the balance between the two. Because things are so horrifying. And, you know, it's one thing, you know, we have parades going on. We have times where there are a lot of people in one place, even the Super Bowl, like big events, you know, concerts, things like that. It's hard to wrap your head around going to a place like that with so many people around and not being worried while you're there.
Yeah, totally.
Like, I was worried. I'm worried anytime I go to a place like that. I was worried going to the Air Store.
Yeah.
I was worried going to these things.
Worried going to the Air Store. Going to the library at my fucking school. Like,
that's
I'd be
saying.
Like, just, you're, yeah.
It doesn't matter. Like, you get worried going to these things, and you shouldn't have to be worried about it. And it's just, it's fucked up. And again, who knows?
It's just so sad. And just really, really, really tragic. Like, these people just want to go have fun, celebrate their team.
I know.
It's awful.
And it brings it, you know, obviously it puts a damper on the entire thing. Everybody has stopped talking about the Super Bowl. We're done. We're done discussing it. Kansas City is no longer celebrating. The parade shut down and that was it. Before all these things happened, it seemed like they were partying pretty hard.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Travis was, I mean, so drunk on the microphone. So drunk. I don't know why. So this is the thing with that. It's like, I don't mind people drinking, obviously. I'm a drinker. But you got to have better friends that will take the microphone away from you when you've had too much to drink. Like, and that is, like, he had too much to drink.
Yeah, he
had too
much to drink.
You had to take it away from you. Don't let your friend look a fool in front of the entire, like, place that you live. Like, whatever. He won the Super Bowl. He's drinking.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Nothing is worse than like the drunkest guy in the world on the microphone. Like, just take the microphone away and then be drunk without the microphone.
Yeah.
There's
he like stumbled
wrong with that.
Like backwards
it's
after
just wild.
They. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just wild. So, and I'm saying that because I don't want, if I have a microphone and I'm that blacked out, take it away from
no,
me.
No, literally,
like,
take it
take
away from
the
me.
Microphone
do not
me.
Let me. Do not let me talk.
When I'm on TV, no, forget it. Forget
do
it.
Do not like, let me try to sing Low Places by Garth Brooks.
With like a, like, right, like a an altered version.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like,
I don't know what he was trying to do.
I don't even know. Yeah. I don't know either. Like, I couldn't even tell you. So it's just, it's tough. I don't know. All I know is that the entire, there's a cloud over the entire thing. And I think we move past it. Travis and Jason had pre-recorded their episode of New Heights this week. I haven't seen it or listened to it yet. But before it came out, they put out their own couple minute video talking about how like they pre-recorded that episode. And they didn't want it to come out without acknowledging the events of the parade and how it happened and how it's fucked up and, you know, whatever. and how they're trying to help the community in any way they can.
Yeah.
And find causes to donate to, yeah, and things like that. So check out their show. And Travis, if you have ideas, give it to them.
Yeah.
Because I, you know, us too, I guess. But like, I think more they're looking to, I don't know. I keep saying I don't know because I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. No,
it's hard. It's hard to know how to navigate. Yeah, it's hard to navigate. It's hard to know how to help. It's hard to know what to do. But if people have better ideas about how to help, what to do, how to spread your thoughts, voice,
I'll
influence,
look. I'll
whatever.
Look and see if there's some links and stuff that I can put in the bio.
Yeah.
For later, I'm
that
sure
maybe
there's
included.
Yeah. But Travis got a lot of backlash for going to like a little dinner or something
after,
like the next night.
That. Yeah.
I think it was the next night. I don't think it was.
Was it?
Yeah, because he looked a lot more sober. So
true. Yeah. I don't know. I thought people were saying that they were at dinner the same night. But then again,
maybe
like,
I don't know.
You gotta You gotta eat dinner. Like
I know,
he's
and
dinner.
It was just like 10 of them, and it's like you all kind of just went through something very traumatic together.
Right.
Like you want to be able to talk about it.
Completely.
And like you don't want to be alone in those moments.
What do you do? Right.
Yeah.
You lock yourself in your house. You never come out again. It's not. It's not any of the members of the Kansas City Chiefs fault that
it was just totally
a handful of people opened fire at the fucking parade. Like that's
it was,
you know,
totally misconstrued in the media too. Like they were like Travis Kelce like out partying.
Ridiculous.
It was like he literally just, I think a WAG posted on Instagram like the picture of all of them, and they were like, oh yeah, like this is our big party, whatever, like just friends trying to like get through this together, whatever.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying, like it is so it's hard to navigate, it's hard to talk about, it's hard to figure out how to move forward past something like that. But the thing you can't do is misconstrue people's what they're doing and imply that they're being insensitive about something.
Yeah,
I think that's just
it's
insane.
Ridiculous.
So, like I said, check out what Travis and Jason have to say, and just you know, I don't know, keep your eyes open, keep your head on a fucking swivel. Like, what else do you say?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. Feel terrible for the families affected. We had, I believe, I saw Travis maybe donating money. We saw Taylor maybe donating money.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's great.
Yeah.
I feel like she was in a position, like if she didn't, what does that say?
Yeah.
If she does, people are unhappy at the same time saying it's like a pandering thing. No one's happy ever.
Yeah.
All we hope for is that these people get help, you know, that's all we need. I also think, it's interesting. I don't know actually if this had anything to do with the parade or not. I think it was before the parade where, it must have been obviously, where Travis and Taylor donated a signed jersey to go to a children's fund.
Yeah, it was like Gulf Children's Fund or something.
Yeah.
I was really confused by that, what Gulf is.
I am too. I didn't do the research, I'll be honest.
Yeah,
Let
me look it up.
It was, they both signed it, which is interesting. Like Taylor signed the jersey and Travis signed the jersey.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Which is kind of crazy.
I know.
Yeah, I don't know. So I don't know how much that will go for.
I think it's like somewhere in Canada because Michael Greer like responded to my tweet because I thought that it was something that you could like bid on. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Same. It wasn't?
No, because I tweeted. I was like, how do I bid on this? And I think it was just a donation. Wait, let me see if I can find it.
Interesting.
Gulf Wish Fund for Children. Let me look it up. Gulf Wish Fund for Children. It's a nonprofit organization in Gulf, Ontario. About us, provides wishes and support to children under the age of 19 who reside in Gulf or Wellington County who are living with significant illness, life-altering injury, or a rare and debilitating syndrome.
Oh wow!
So they donated it to Wish Fund for Children, which is really nice.
Well,
of them.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
good.
I mean, how the hell? I would.
Whose idea was that?
I know.
I don't even know. It's
what
it's
the
a crazy
things
thing.
That I would do to get my hands on that.
How much money do you think people would pay for that? Like $1 million? Is that crazy to say $1 million for a jersey?
I don't
like
think
that?
A million. I think maybe like $5,000, $10,000.
No, way more than that. People spend more than that on tickets to her concert.
You think more than that?
I think like I no joke, no bullshit. I think like $250,000. Like minimum.
Really?
Yes. I think we should do a poll. Actually, no, let's Yeah, no, we'll do some kind of poll somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah, how much would you guys pay for a signed Travis and Taylor jersey?
Agreed. And then also, but also think about, like, how much do you think it would go for? Like, how much, like, rich ass people who also are
right,
like,
especially
who also
when
are,
it's
like,
at
willing
like a,
to donate to
yes,
a children's
yeah,
cause.
Yeah, 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 like, yeah. When you're doing like a donation like that, like those bids are always like a little bit higher than like normal.
Totally.
Like,
I think like Mark Cuban would spend $1 million on that to donate to the children's fund and like give it to his daughters who are Swifties. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's a.
I just can't imagine spending that much money on.
No, it'd be insane.
Yeah.
But I think the charity aspect.
But
is
yes,
what,
right.
I'm very curious to see like what happens with that because it would be interesting if you know.
Yeah, I wonder
they
if they like.
Money.
Yeah, I wonder if they just like hang it in the.
Right?
Like foundation building or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, what do you do? I'm so curious.
I just stare at it.
Right, right. We'll have to keep our eyes peeled on what happens with that charity situation because I am curious. And that was that's a crazy thing.
Yeah, if I was one
like
of the
when
kids,
did they
I
do
would
that?
Break the glass.
Right? Break the glass, put it on.
Yeah.
Where, like, when did they do that, too? Like,
I know. I don't
jersey?
Know. Maybe maybe after the game,
after
one of
the
games
game,
or something.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Who knows? Crazy stuff. But all right. Enough of the sadness, I think. We... Like we said, shit sucks. You move forward.
Somehow, you just got to keep moving forward.
What else
and
do you do?
Like,
really? What
can
else
we
do you
just
do?
Fucking get some laws passed, please? And
it would be nice.
People actually do stuff about this,
Let's
please.
Get some people. Yeah, I don't know. Let's get some people on some medication. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
People are not well. So, all right. Let's depart the United States and head down under.
Down under
to Australia.
Swim on the Bobby.
Everything seems to be sunshine and rainbows down there.
I love Australia. Yes.
What.
Australia, low-key, perfect country, maybe.
It might be. I've never been. It's a place I'd really love to go sometime in my life. What's the flight? I didn't figure it out.
You have to fly to L.A. from New York, at least. You have to fly to L.A.
Australia flight.
And then L.A. to Australia is like 14 hours, I think.
22 hours.
Well,
from New York.
Yeah, because you have to fly to L.A.
Right.
And then L.A. to Australia.
Oh, so for her, though, it's like she was coming from
Vegas.
So
yeah.
So kind of like, bop. Not
it's
so bad.
It's not that bad from L.A. I did it.
Did you really?
Yeah,
know you've been.
Yeah, in high school.
My junior year.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Oh, no, my
Where
senior
did you
year.
Go?
I went to Melbourne.
Yeah.
And I actually... did community service at the Australia Zoo, the Steve Irwin Zoo.
With the Irwins.
Yes, I never
did
met.
Did we discuss the Irwins already? We did last week.
Yeah, we talked about
how Robert
is hot,
and now he's single. And now he's single, that's right. Oh my God, literally like hours after we were talking about how hot Robert Irwin is, he's single now.
He's single,
so sounds like we got
to
get down under.
We might have to take a plane back over there. Yeah,
he's so cute. And my fucking girl, Bindi Sue. I love her so much. I love the Irwins. Wow, I don't think I knew that.
Yeah.
Like if you said it to me and I just like, it went over my head.
I was super young, but it was super
fun.
Yeah,
so
I did
exciting.
Australia and Fiji. It was sick.
Ooh,
that's so
cool. Wow, I love that. But yeah, I would absolutely go. She had her first three nights in Melbourne and it was a...
Sight to see.
It was a sight to see.
96,000 people.
96.
You could barely even
people.
Hear her.
It's at the Melbourne Cricket Grounds.
Yeah.
Apparently the biggest arena in the Southern Hemisphere, people
are
saying.
Yeah.
So that's fucking crazy. 96,000 people. Three nights in a row. So 288,000 people total. Taylor was mathing on that. She posted that.
Yeah, I saw that.
And called it girl math when it's just math, girl.
Yeah, that's not girl math.
That's not girl math. That's just math, girl.
Yeah, girl math is like making an excuse for spending $5,000 on your Taylor Swift tickets.
Yes. She's just saying stuff.
Yeah, she's just trying to be relatable. Yeah,
She sees TikTok. She's like, oh, that's girl math.
Yeah.
That's just a girl doing math. So just an unbelievable situation. And what happened in Australia and Melbourne so far is one for the history books.
She went crazy.
Went crazy. Our girl learned how to, or didn't even learn how, just decided,
mash-ups,
was reminded.
Yeah, mashups are on the table. Yeah.
Mashups are on the table and nobody is safe.
No one's safe.
So night one in Australia, we were having a great time. Everything's popping off. Whatever surprise song hour comes along. And of course, we are starting off with a little bit of, I'm trying to think right now. Because I can't remember if she announced. Yeah, she did. The first thing she did was announce that there is another track. This was night one, right? Or was it night two?
I thought it was night two, but I could be wrong.
No. It was night one. It was night one. Because she gets on the guitar.
Yeah.
Goes, all right, I'm going to, I want to tell you guys something, blah, blah, blah. We've got a lot going on with the new album coming out. And I just want to put something up on the screen. We have an alternate cover. Puts up an alternate cover on the screen. Yeah. Also featuring a bonus track on a new vinyl called The Bolter. And so we've got another new song. Another bonus track song. You know what, Taylor?
Not everyone can buy fucking 9 fucking vinyls. I
just have so many vinyls in my house.
It's just so annoying pre-release a vinyl. You know, everyone's pre-ordering Torture Poets vinyl. Oh, my God. Just announced.
Which we both already did. White.
Yeah. And then she's like, oh, by the way, here's another full-ass fucking vinyl with just one more song. Like, I'm sorry, but it's just... The capitalism is capitalizing, and it's like, stop making me buy all this fucking shit, because I will buy it. That's the thing. But it's like I have to buy a whole ass another vinyl pack for one new song. Like, it's just annoying. Like, it's annoying.
So I was going to buy the CD of it because I was like, all right, I want to hear it.
Yeah.
So I'll just buy like the CD. And I kept trying to buy the CD, and it wouldn't process whatever. And I think it's probably too late.
Because I was looking yesterday because I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna pre-order it, just even though I already have another one on the way, or like I already pre-ordered the other one. And you know, I could probably just cancel the other one now that I think about
it.
I don't know. Can you cancel a pre-order?
I don't know. I guess
maybe, but. And then I looked and it was gone. So I was like, okay, you know what? Well, then I won't even buy it. But I was thinking about it.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm just gonna have to listen to The Bolter on, I don't know, TikTok or wherever the fuck someone posts it.
That's what I'm saying. It will be interesting to see how, you know, what that song is like. But I do feel like sometimes she did the same thing with You're Losing Me. I think that she soft launches them because she doesn't want, like, she doesn't need, like, every second of, like, mainstream media picking it up. Like, You're Losing Me is so obviously the song, like, that is the breakup song with Joe.
Yeah.
That she kind of hit it under the radar in the middle of the breakup. Like, imagine if You're Losing Me came on streaming right when she came out with it.
That's true.
I think it would have been, like, a madhouse. Like, it would have been, like, fucking crazy. So I think that this is her way of, like, kind of slowing the masses up by putting this kind of song out. The Bolter. There's a few thoughts as to what it could be like. Obviously, the first thought is just like, you know, he left. Like, that's the obvious thought. But wait, we sent in
You sent in
our chat. Someone said had a theory about the Bolter, which I actually really thought was interesting. Although I don't know, after she sang the surprise songs that she sang, which we'll get into in a minute, I don't know if this matches. But okay. Someone says, if the symbol of the Bolter is a hare running, then I think this could be important, which there are photos, like, I don't know why.
Right.
I don't know why there's hare running, where that came from, but people think that that's in mythology, maybe it's where it comes from. Anyway. Oh, sorry. It's literally, I'm about to describe it right now. I just could read the tweet. Like, am I okay? Okay. In folklore, farmers would burn the stubble for their crops in the fields to regenerate the earth into spring, and hares would often be seen to run into the flames, yet not to be burned and reborn. Hares are a symbol of rebirth. This album is Taylor running headfirst into the flames that burnt down her relationship, tackling them head on, and walking away reborn, which I think is interesting. And also somebody replied, like, remember the burning of the lover house.
Right.
She had
to run into the fire to, like, put it out or something. Yeah.
I also think it looks like the hat from the Wonderland blanket. People have all their shit going on. Also, Beatrix Potter, who wrote Peter Rabbit, similar time frame as Virginia Woolf, Clara Bow, Sylvia Plath, etc., lived in the Lakes District.
Oh.
So it's a lot of crossover, a lot of connections. Right. Interesting to think about in terms of the Bolter. Twitter also just thinks it is a direct reference to Joe running
from from when he, like, literally pulled her arm out of her socket, running into the car. Yeah, that video still, every time I see it, I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I hate it too. And again, you never know what was going on, but it's still a shitty video. It's the worst video. But the reason we may think that it has a little more bite to it than that is the fact that she sang as her first surprise song, Red, and then she sang You're Losing Me on the piano, which was... Oh my God.
Unbelievable.
It altered my brain chemistry.
Yeah, yeah. It
was, the way she sang
her voice sounded amazing.
Oh my God. Unbelievable. Yeah, yeah. Really unbelievable. First time she's ever performed it live.
Yeah.
Big deal. She also lifted the ban on
repeating,
on
right?
Repeating songs. Yeah. So she can play any song, anytime, whenever she wants, however many times she wants.
I feel like
no
that
limits.
Was kind of her thing anyways.
For sure.
You know?
It was
like,
always going to happen
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
I think it was just a fun thing at the beginning.
Right, right.
To make it fair. And now that we're international, it's like, and we've got mashups
going
on.
She has too
on.
Many fucking dates. Like, you
too
can't.
Many dates,
yeah,
too
yeah.
many dates. So that brings us into night two, where surprise songs were a mashup. Mm. And there are a lot of different theories about this as well.
Yeah.
So first song was Getaway Car.
Yeah.
She mashed it up with August.
August.
And then ended with
The Other Side,
the other
of, the
side
door,
of the Door.
Which is like one of my favorite
which
Taylor
I, yes,
songs.
I know you love that. And Getaway Car, as dare we remember,
yes.
was my song from Night One MetLife alongside Maroon. Jack Antonoff played along with her.
Mm-hmm. Subtle flex.
Just saying. Just saying. just a reminder that that was my show. I love when people are like, that was my show. Like,
yeah, oh, yeah,
it's
totally.
My favorite thing.
Totally.
I love when people brag about their shows. Anyway,
yeah.
So also night two, wait, before we get into the theories about it, something I loved about night two, that guy Oliver,
the TikToker?
TikToker Oliver.
Is it like Oliver Wills?
Mills?
Oliver Mills or Wills?
Something. I just followed him. But he got the 22 hat.
Yeah, he's so cute.
And he is really funny. He's
yeah.
like a comedian on TikTok. And let's see if I can find him quick.
He's so cute.
I
he's
just
super funny.
Him, so
and she was like,
Oliver Mills, yes. He's Australian. Yeah. He got the 22 hat. He's a massive fan. He's a straight man, apparently. Mm. Just loves Taylor Swift.
Hell yeah.
And he was wearing the outfit that Jack Antonoff was wearing in the video where they're like, writing
right
and he had the glasses
he's like
he had
I manifested this
and he
yeah.
was like I want it to be Getaway Car and then he got the 22 hat and she played
wow,
Getaway
he
Car
won.
He won the whole
did
night.
You see the interaction she was like I love your videos
yes.
and she's like give me one of those
and she was like you're so funny
yeah,
and he was
yeah.
like Taylor Swift call me funny like I am now
yeah.
the authority on funny
yeah
you guys can run it by me next time you want to try to be
yeah.
funny because like I'm the one that knows and then she was like give me one of those pointing to one of his friendship bracelets
I know
like,
I sent Kelly a funny tweet that was like imagine Taylor Swift says give me one of those to your friendship bracelets and you give him one that says fuck you Gyllenhaals
yeah.
fuck you Jake Gyllenhaals
it's so funny like it's I it really is
yeah you're just like panicking
yeah yeah, yeah. like oh my god here yeah. take anyone from
yeah.
your wrist and
yeah.
yeah it's yeah fuck you Jake Gyllenhaals
yeah.
it's just it's so hilarious to think about all of the bracelets that she has
oh, yeah.
and that she may have acquired or like Scott her dad may have
yeah,
acquired
yeah.
because he's a collector as well and I just would love to see like
yeah,
the collection
yeah.
that she has
my friends
more about
insane.
Scott later we've something
oh,
has
yeah.
been unearthed about Scott so not
to
not
be.
Bad
yeah.
yet, to me that sounded like I was like we're
something.
About to expose Scott like no
that's hilarious
we're not exposing
yeah,
Scott
no no
anyway so she does the mashup the theories about this mashup
yes, yeah.
people think that we have Getaway Car first obviously Reputation
yeah
we have August which may just be a August the month like
oh.
August the month and then we have The Other Side of the Door which is debut
okay
or is it
Fearless? Oh see I was thinking of
no,
a different
debut.
Theory no, Other Side of the Door is Fearless. Sorry to burst
oh,
your
it
bubble.
Is.
Yeah.
So then never mind.
Yeah.
Wait, but no, but... So, oh, no, no. Sorry. The theory is Getaway Car's Reputation.
Okay.
August is August. And
okay.
Fearless, the song, is second album.
Or The Other Side of the Door?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Fearless, second album. So people think August 2nd
oh.
for Reputation. Announcement.
Okay.
They think August 2nd, Reputation, announcement.
Okay.
That's what people are saying online.
I thought that you were going to bring up the Joe cheating theory in which people think that Getaway Car is from the viewer from it's like
oh,
the viewpoint
too,
of the
too.
Yeah. It's like
yes.
the viewpoint of the cheater.
Getaway Car
and then
is
it's August like
the
August is the viewpoint of the other woman and
yes.
then Other Side of the Door is the viewpoint of the girl who got cheated
who got
on.
Cheated on
yes.
which I think is totally valid.
Yeah.
And
then like Red You're Losing Me.
Oh, yeah, no.
And then didn't she do This Is Me Trying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's be clear. All of these surprise songs, it is like maybe there's some secret like Reputation stuff, like date stuff going on in the background, whatever. They are all fuck you, Joe Alwyn. Like that,
yeah.
that, this time around, they're all fuck you. The third night, we had another mashup. We had Come Back, Be Here by, or no, I'm sorry. it was Getaway Car, August, The Other Side of the Door.
Yeah.
And then
This Is Me Trying.
This Is Me Trying.
Yeah. Yeah.
So really, they won the fucking jackpot on the piano. Just This Is Me Trying. Seriously, I saw Bones out.
Yeah,
that was really. I'm really feeling This Is Me Trying lately. Mm. And then third night was Come Back, Be Here mashup with Daylight.
Daylight. Yeah.
And then Teardrops on My Guitar, which was so good.
So good.
I have not like really not even thought about debut at all. Mm. And now that she's played Teardrops on My Guitar like that, and I guess she played it once, one other time, and I didn't really notice or something. Holy shit. I can't wait.
Here's a reason for the teardrops on my guitar.
The only one
so good.
Keeps me wishing on a wishing star.
Yeah.
Is the song in the car. I keep singing, don't know why I do. So, just so good. Fabulous.
Yeah.
But everybody thinks that this last night was like she got all the anger out first two nights with all the mashups,
yeah.
And then last night was like all about Travis being
okay.
Like, "I miss you, babe.
Oh, cute.
Come here."
Right?
Because
I'll
she sang
back.
The parts of Daylight where it's like,
right?
Didn't mention London.
No, definitely
took out that part.
Yeah,
but Come Back, Be Here.
I've just been seeing
the
so much
of, like, falling in love while you're half a world
yeah,
away.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
stuff
this is
like
falling
that.
In love. In yep. the world. Mm-hmm. I don't really like that song, to be honest.
I don't. Yeah.
Yeah. It just doesn't really. I like
Do we
the
know
chorus.
Album? Come Back, Be Here. Is that
red.
Fearless as
red.
Well? Oh no, it's
yeah.
red. It's red.
This
fearless
is when
and red.
The feeling sinks in. I liked it, that part, like the chorus, but
yeah.
I don't know the lyrics. I don't like the flow of the song. I guess you could say.
Agreed.
But I've just been seeing so much Joe Alwyn cheating lore on my Twitter, and
it seems like
I don't know. I don't.
It seems like maybe.
I know. Like all signs point to maybe.
All signs are pointing to a lot of things, and also you know, and now we have the luxury of going back and connecting dots through the songs.
Right.
We have
yeah, I guess
question
maybe we'll yeah
in Midnights. We have what's
well, because like
shit,
in the other side
one.
Of the, in the mashup, like the only part that she did in Other Side of the Door was like, was she worth it? Like,
yeah.
Was it worth this? Was she worth this?
And then she was like,
no. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was like, no.
Yeah. No.
No, bitch.
No, bitch.
Yeah.
And then, no, but there was one other like crazy obvious line. I can't remember it.
Yeah.
All I know is that, I think that Joe Alwyn needs to head into witness protection. And he's instead out and about.
Actually been out and about more.
At the BAFTAs.
Yeah. More
with
than
Callum Scott
normal.
And
Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa.
Get away from them.
Yeah.
Get a job.
Get a job.
Get away from him.
Get
a job.
Him, get
yeah,
a job.
Literally.
Is it, like, I'm sorry, is it Callum Scott?
Yeah, or Callum Turner.
Callum Turner. Okay,
yeah,
Callum
yeah.
Scott is I'm in the corner. Does the remix of Robin's
yeah,
song?
Yeah, yeah. But
I
saw
love,
this tweet that
way.
Was like Dua Lipa's getting all the tea because she was with
she
Carly
totally
Kloss recently.
Oh my God, Dua knows everything.
And then
everything.
She was with Diana Agron recently.
What?
Yeah.
Dua.
And with Joe Alwyn. Yeah.
Is Dua like the missing link? No. All right. Here's
so
here's what I need.
Dua's getting
need,
all the
Gia.
Tea.
We need to coordinate a tea party.
Oh.
At this tea party needs to be you, me, Willem Dafoe.
Oh, obviously.
And Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll add in a couple other people. Who
yeah.
Like
maybe like a
tea.
Yeah like a friend of a friend.
Emma Stone maybe.
Ooh,
I would
okay.
love if she were
yeah,
to come.
I would love that. Maybe Sabrina Carpenter. Can
maybe
come
Sabrina
too.
Carpenter
yeah,
as well.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Barry Keoghan.
Oh, obviously.
She can bring
yeah,
Barry.
Yeah,
as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that'll be our tea party.
Okay. Yeah.
And we'll know
like,
all the tea.
You guys need to tell us what you
spill
know.
It. Maybe
yeah.
Paul McCartney comes too.
Ooh, love.
He was in the booth at the Super
okay,
Bowl.
Okay, he can be in the background playing the guitar.
Do we ask Lana? As well.
Ooh.
She did fall on the ground.
She's a bit more
oh my
secretive,
God. You know
I feel
what,
like.
Though? No, Lana. You know who doesn't even invited? Motherfucking Kelly Teller. How do we forget?
Oh, facts. That's so true.
Kelly, okay.
Give Kelly like a few like vodka sodas and I feel like she would just start spilling
the
tea.
The tea party is Willem Dafoe,
yeah.
Dua Lipa, Kelly Teller. Those are the one, two,
yes,
three.
Yes, those are the main
hitters.
Characters, yeah.
And then if they have time, Emma Stone.
Yeah,
Sabrina and Barry.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
They
Perfect.
Are busy, but.
Call us, guys.
It's Oscar season, yeah. You know, whatever.
Right.
And Sabrina's on tour. Sabrina is still all through Australia and through, all through Australia, all through Singapore.
Yeah. And then she's
Sabrina
done, I think.
There.
I don't think she's doing Europe.
Yeah, she's done after that. So,
love her.
But yeah, I just think that there's a lot. It's hard to discern between Taylor Swift's just having fun, Taylor Swift's sending messages
mm-hmm.
for us to pick up on,
right.
or she's just being petty about her ex-boyfriend. Like,
right.
there's a lot of things that I think can be true at the same time.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we're seeing here.
Yeah.
She's having the time of her life in Australia right now.
I know. I hate, like, reaching, you know, for, like stuff like that. But
the reputation stuff, those people are going, I get that a lot. I get all that shit because I was so excited. But the date thing, the 8-2, 8-2.
Right.
Some people think 8-9.
Well, that leaker said September. The leaker that leaked, right, the track list.
People think announcement. Okay. Everybody's only trying to guess announcement, not like a drop. Although it seems like Reputation would be dropped without an announcement. I don't know. But
speaking of leakers, just want to take a quick tangent. Mm-hmm. I keep hearing AI fucking, I can't tell if they're real or if they're fake snippets of Tortured Poets songs. Mm-mm. And I scroll so fast. At first I'm like, wait, what am I watching? And I'm like, oh my God.
Yep.
But I can't tell if what I'm hearing is AI or if it's real, and I'm seeing so much of it, and it's really, really just frustrating the fuck out of me.
It's really frustrating.
It's because the Fortnite one with Post Malone, that's been like one of the biggest ones that I've seen on my For You page. To me, it sounds like AI.
Yeah, I am so...
Have you heard any of...
So I've heard I heard maybe 5 seconds of it, and I went away quick.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't know what this is. I don't want to believe that this is real or not. Like, I just don't know. I cannot stand the leaks and the leakers. Drives me fucking crazy.
It's fucking crazy. Now I don't know if it's real or not.
I've been like not on TikTok, which is ridiculous. Like, I, you know, it's like, that's my job. But I'm like trying not to go on it because I don't want to run into something accidentally. It's a minefield.
I keep,
on there.
I'm like, I better not have this album spoiled for me. I will say though, if it is real, it's going to be a banger.
Good shit. Okay, good. Well, yeah, we all knew it was going to be something to look forward to.
If it is real, the songs have sound very good and it's more pop than I thought it was going to be.
Interesting.
But I'm sick and tired of it. Stop putting it on my fucking For You page. I'm literally going to...
Who is doing it? Like, who even would have access? Here's another thing, too, is, like, at this point, Taylor's, like, I don't know, crew, team, people has to be so locked up.
I know.
But then people are saying that
if the entire track list got leaked, like...
Right. Right.
There's a mole for
but
sure.
But people are saying, of course, and people are saying it could come from like the people who are printing the vinyls. So at what point does Taylor Swift have to just like purchase a vinyl factory? And
her own
like,
vinyl making factory?
You know,
honestly,
I'm
surprised that she doesn't.
Why not?
It's so expensive to make vinyls.
Is it?
Yeah, like that's why a lot of... That's why like vinyls will come out like so much further in advance.
True, so true.
And yeah, and Kacey Musgraves is releasing like a bunch of different very cool printed vinyls, like sick vinyls.
Ooh.
And I'm like, damn, that must have cost her a fucking fortune,
right?
Yeah,
damn.
Yeah, because like, and like vinyls, like no one really makes vinyls anymore, so
right
yeah.
they're trying hard to bring it back. Everybody's trying hard to bring it back, like every major,
so many people have record players.
Did you
now
know that I did not know that Olivia Rodrigo had like 10 different, maybe more, of Guts different color vinyls.
Oh,
like
no, I knew that there was a vinyl that had like an extra song. I think it's like it's called Obsessed or something. I knew that she had an extra one that had an extra song, but no, I didn't order her.
I didn't order that vinyl either, but I haven't ordered either of her album vinyls.
Yeah, me neither.
But apparently, yeah, Guts had like a million different colors I didn't know about.
Huh.
So I guess a lot of artists do this all the time. We are only seeing it because we're a Swifty podcast, Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
But also what's interesting is the backlash that people that she does get. Although we're in the middle on this one, I think, because it is annoying to have to keep buying these vinyls to get extra songs. However, tons of other artists do the same thing.
Yes.
So it's really just like,
well, yeah,
everybody stop or everybody get cool with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's hard to,
tell. It's just like,
it's
God
annoying.
Damn it.
No, it's annoying.
I can never
certainly
keep up. Yeah.
It's definitely frustrating. Something else that happened in Australia that people were up in arms about on Twitter was, they thought that Taylor Swift was shading Reputation.
Oh, right.
Because
I fell for
point,
this as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did too at first.
Yeah.
And then thankfully I caught a little bit of video footage and was proven wrong. But there was a point in the show. She's in the Folklore Cabin, I think.
Yep.
And she's introducing Betty. And she says a handful of things.
Mm-hmm.
A few of the things she said at first were like, while I was writing Folklore, you know, it was the middle of COVID, basically, and I was a lonely millennial woman covered in cat hair, drinking my weight in white wine.
Yeah.
Just like all of us were.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure she said this before. Like, this isn't the first time that she said this, but I think this is the first time that it's been, like, picked up.
Mm.
And people are starting to be like, ooh, shade, shade, shade. Like, she was lonely when she was with Joe. Like, the truth comes out. I was like, no, I'm pretty sure she's, like, said it. And everyone felt lonely at the time.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think that that was, like, straight up shade on
Joe. Me neither. I don't think
so. But I just think that she's talking. TMZ is running with it. TMZ, listen, I understand.
We need to get on TMZ and give them a piece of our mind.
I know. They need like a, well, first of all, they just need like a, they need a crash course in Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
like,
they do.
It's well, did you see
they tried to release a Swiftie podcast? It's called literally like Swiftie.
No.
And it's like two women at TMZ.
Oh. Yeah. Girls, we've got it, okay?
We can take it from
here. We're good.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
Let us have this one, okay? You don't need this one. And I'll tell you why you don't need this one. Because they don't fucking know. They don't know the lore.
They don't know the shit. They don't know,
They're just trying to capitalize a moment.
Yes.
And that sucks. And for us, we did a similar thing. We're capitalizing on a moment. We were able to start the show, but it happened a lot more organically than we thought it would.
Yeah.
And we're both massive fucking fans. Yeah. And we just had these conversations like
on a day-to-day basis. Yeah. So it's like, might as well just put
We were like texting this. We had like a, we had our different show where it just became a Taylor Swift show accidentally.
Yeah.
Like, it was, you know what I mean? So that's how we ended up here. We didn't see that, like, you know, the news is popping off of Taylor Swift, and so now we need a Taylor Swift podcast. So TMZ needs to shut the fuck up on that. But here's my issue.
Hmm.
With the clip I saw, I did not see the Swiftie podcast, and that's fucking hilarious. Hmm. And I might have to write a blog about that. I don't know. But so the issue I have is that they saw the snippet of Taylor saying, I was a lonely millennial woman covered in cat hair, drinking my weight in white wine, which she's, I know that she said before.
Yeah.
Pieces of, maybe not all together at once.
Yeah.
But she's definitely said bits and pieces before. They are pulling it out as if it's a brand new thing that's never been said, brand new concept, whatever. She's shading Joe, like just making up narratives that are complete bullshit
without
knowing the lore and without knowing anything behind it and having like saying it out loud in like the TMZ room or whatever the fuck that they do. You know, they do that debrief room or whatever they do. And everyone in there is like, what? That's crazy. Like, what? Like, I don't know if it was like fake to me or like over-exaggerated or like it pissed me off because it just was like none of you guys know what the fuck you're talking about.
No, and that's weird. And it's also like it's not like she was like, oh, like I just felt so alone. Like everyone felt lonely during COVID. Like everyone, you can't talk to anyone even if you're with someone. Like I was with my parents and I still felt lonely. Like 100%.
It doesn't matter. Loneliness has nothing to do with like whether you're in a relationship or not, whether you're around people or not. It's a feeling you have. Like, our girl was depressed. Everyone was depressed.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, ridiculous. But TMZ, please, step off. Step off.
No, literally, step off.
Step off! Step off, step off! But stay in your lane. Stay on your side. Remember that one? Stay on your side.
No.
I don't know what that's from. It's, like, an old, so old. Stay on your side. I wish I could remember.
Mm.
But, yeah, I just think that that TMZ needs to stay in their lane.
Yeah, I agree. Totally. Stay in your lane. Yeah, just stick to the...
We're all set on your bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
we already know it's all bullshit. But then at the same... the lonely millennial woman thing, blah, 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 shade at Joe. I feel like there was something else in that part that I wanted to talk about.
Reputation?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Thank you. So... she mentions in this speech, she starts talking about like my, you know, you guys have been with me through all the different albums, eras, parts of my life, times of my
genres.
And she was like 1989, my first pop album. And then she was like, and Reputation, you know, whatever that ended up being, like genre wise.
Yeah.
She's talking about like, she doesn't know where to place Reputation genre wise, not saying like whatever that was, writing off the whole album.
Because the way that it was written on Twitter, like if you didn't see the video.
Yeah.
You automatically assume, like, she's saying, like, oh, whatever that was.
Yeah, whatever that was.
Yeah.
Like, one of your best albums of all time? That's what that was. Yeah. So.
Yeah, but I was shocked. I was like, oh, my God, I cannot believe that she said that about Reputation. Yeah. Because, like, obviously Reputation's such a falling in love with Joe and, like, finding yourself type of album, whatever.
So it does seem.
To say, like, whatever that was, like, oh, my God, shade. That felt more shady than.
Totally.
Yes. But then to know.
And real ones know. Real ones know that would be shady.
Yes.
If she said it in that tone.
Yes.
It'd be like, damn, she hates Reputation.
Yeah.
Like, since when? But no.
But
not the case.
Yeah. It was very much like whatever genre that was, because it is very mixed. Like,
you don't really know.
Like,
it's poppy, it's rockish.
Like, there's rock, there's like
a lot of,
yeah.
It's a mix. It's a major mix.
Electronic, yeah.
Yeah. And I also think she has a little bit of like hurt feelings about it because it wasn't nominated for any Grammys. Like it wasn't, you know, like it kind of.
Yeah, which is crazy.
It is crazy. But I think, too, that it is fair for her to have maybe sour feelings about Reputation at the moment based on everything that's going on. I think it's completely fair.
1,000%.
Because, you know, it is essentially a love album to Joe. So
yeah, I think with, it more know, mixed is in than with other Lover, stuff. Loki.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But I also think that she, you know, I saw a tweet. I forget if it was a tweet or like who said it or what. But they were like, or if we've said it on this pod already. Mm. But they were like, Taylor said, you can't get Reputation until you hear the whole story. Oh, no, we got Taylor Watch
TV
out.
Off.
Here. Yeah, yeah. It was something along the lines of like, you can't get, you guys aren't allowed to have Reputation until you like hear the whole story. And the whole story would be Tortured Poets Department.
Right.
Telling her side of things before we get Reputation and start being like, oh, we miss Joe. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Because you know bitches would be like that. Yeah. Bitches would be like, oh, how did she write Gorgeous about this person and then not care about him anymore? It's like, I don't know, because he's ugly on the inside, apparently. Like, and that's what I think, like, I thought that was really funny, being like, no. Like, you'll get Reputation, but, like, you need to know both sides first.
Totally.
And I think that that's, like, a funny way to think about
it.
Yeah,
definitely.
And totally fair as well, because Reputation is very lovey-dovey. And, you know, we're just going to have to place those songs on other people. They don't belong to Joe anymore.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Do not belong to Joe anymore.
Endgame is so Travis.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're just rewriting. Oh, that's another thing, too. All the songs in the discography all the love songs are about Travis now. So we don't make the rules.
No, we don't.
That's just facts.
Yep.
And that's how it goes. Someone else pointed out that it was a really funny tweet that was like, have y'all seen Taylor in real life and does she really look like this? And it was her, like, glowing, basically, like the reflection of all the lights on her and stuff. When you're on the floor, when you try to record her, based on where she's standing, the light is so like
bright.
Is so bright that she is like completely washed out and looks like a
she looks like a god. She looks like a Greek god. Yeah,
like Zeus, Athena, Helena, Hera. Hera is Zeus's wife.
Yeah,
and she's literally glowing. And then it's a hilarious thread where people were replying other pictures like, yes, can confirm, saw her in person, and she looks like this.
Yeah,
and it really got me thinking like. Every single video we see of her, she's glowing
to the hilt.
She's a beautiful woman.
Crazy. And
all of her outfits are so sparkly. Like
me and Madeline,
her skin, her hair, like everything about her.
Me and Madeline were talking like what I wonder like what types of products she uses like on her hair and her skin.
Yeah.
Do you think she gets spray tans?
I feel like she must,
right? Like,
but if she does, the best spray tan I've ever seen in my life. You know what I mean? And they don't, like, she's not, like, sweating them off.
No, I know. And, like, does she use Kerastase?
Maybe she does a tanning bed. Maybe my girl's in a tanning bed.
Maybe.
Because
she's not, like, so tan, but she's, like, the perfect amount of, like, palish, tannish. Yes. Like, I don't know. Her skin is always just perfect.
She also doesn't have, like, varying degrees of tan. Like, during the summer,
she
was, like, tanner than other times because she was, like, at the beach. Or, you know, not at the beach. At her, you know, in Rhode Island.
At
her house in Rhode Island. But I think that that she must do something. Maybe it's, like, a Jergens, like, a lotion.
Right.
Or something.
Yeah,
because
she's
I would love to know.
Because
I would like it. Again, I would like to add it to my own routine personally.
I know, because we were saying, like, I wonder what product she uses. And I was saying, like, maybe, like, Lancome, because that's, like, really expensive.
True.
And then, like, Kerastase. But, like, I feel like she uses, like, handmade stuff
that you
can't even get at, like, Sephora or
she
something.
She could.
That's,
or
like,
she just, or she might be, like, a, you know, like, an instant bronze kind of girl. You never know.
She just
like,
uses, like, Cetaphil?
Like, drugstore
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
like, I feel like she's a diva in some ways. Not even. I can't even actually place one thing that I'm like, oh, Taylor Swift's a diva about this, like, one thing.
Yeah.
Obviously, she's rich. Everybody, like, can afford these nice things, and people look so much better when they can afford, like, the good products because they're rich. But she doesn't strike me as someone that, like, cares so much about that. Like, I bet people buy her that stuff. Like, I bet she's like, Taylor, here is your 10-step
skincare routine
that we really would like you to do to like, look great forever and, like, be your best. And she's like, all right, fine. Yeah, I guess I got to be my best.
Yeah.
And that's, like, how it goes. That's how I envision.
Right. To me, she has, like, a beautiful bathroom with two sinks and, like,
totally.
Every single skincare product from, like, Shiseido and Lancome.
Oh, for
and, like,
sure. So true.
Yeah,
Tatcha.
You know. Yeah,
Tatcha
yeah.
So much of that Shiseido.
And I'm
definitely.
Like, damn, like, that's how you do it. I mean, oh, also we were thinking, do you think she has extensions?
So She does sometimes.
Right.
Like,
sometimes you're
to
thinking.
The Golden Globes.
Okay.
Definitely. But as far as the shows, I don't think so. Because okay. she moves her head around too much and her hair gets curly. Like,
right.
Like if it rains or
right.
she's
I don't,
sweating.
Yeah, I don't think she does
that.
That
doesn't happen with, okay. with extensions. Yeah. They would stay straight.
Right.
So, no, I don't
okay.
think so.
Okay.
But I do think that she
for like
gets,
special events, she does.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
But I do think for the shows, she gets like a proper blowout every,
yeah.
every night. Like, I think like. What else gives
just,
you that volume?
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
I know.
So, yeah. Which, like, oh, it just
and then her
so
hair just
time.
Turns perfectly curly when it's a little humid or rain.
I know.
I'm like, can you just...
She just has really good
she's
hair.
She's just perfect in
she's
every
got, like,
way.
She's got, thick, healthy
yes.
hair.
Blonde, beautiful
she
hair.
She has that kind of hair that, like, she can add so much moisture to it and it, like, still probably needs
yeah.
moisture. Like, she's
yeah.
so... Like, she's got that good hair.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I had just a little too much, like, leave-in conditioner to my hair, I'm a grease ball. You know
oh,
what I mean?
Yeah. My hair's...
She could
yeah.
probably put the whole bottle on and it would like, look like she's fresh out the salon.
Yeah.
Like, that
yeah.
kind of hair. Jealous. So
me
jealous
too.
Of that hair. So, yeah. I do wish that we could ever know all of her skincare secrets,
she,
diet
you know,
tips,
yeah, the
like
diet.
That.
I feel like... Something that maybe could help her is Factor.
Oh, Gia, you're so right. I bet she. Do you think Taylor Swift gets her Factor meals delivered right to her door?
Oh,
she
should.
She very much might, and she should.
Yeah.
Factor meals is a little sponsor for us today.
Yes.
We love Factor. We love sponsors. We
love Factor
bringing people into the situation. That was a great transition.
Thank
Gia.
You.
It threw me off so much because I like. Was so focused and it was fabulous. So shout out to Factor for sponsoring the pod. Shout out to Factor for feeding our bellies,
yeah.
making us feel good.
Seriously.
They're delicious, ready to eat meals, making eating better every day easy. Wherever tomorrow takes you, be ready with pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals delivered right to your door. You'll have over 35 different options a week to choose from, including keto, calorie smart, vegan, and veggie, and more. And there's even more to enjoy with over 55 nutrition-packed add-ons that help make your weekly meal planning even more delicious. That's a really great
yeah.
thing. Also, too, like, I have a hard time. I love meal, like, making meals. I love cooking. I love all these things. I never know, like, what's healthy, what's not.
Mm.
So if I'm having something that's prepared for me already that's, like, on the healthy side
yeah.
of things, that – honestly, whether it makes me feel better physically, mentally, that makes me feel
yeah,
better.
Totally.
I'm like, I'm doing something good for my body.
Yeah.
I'm adding some greens. I'm doing something good. Like, can't complain. What are you waiting for? Gia, get started today and have a feel-good week of meals ready to go.
Love it.
Two-minute meals. Fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant-quality meals that are ready to heat and eat whenever you are. They also have snacks, smoothies, and more.
Yeah.
A wide variety of easy options. Breakfast, midday bites, all these other things. Lunch, everything. Dinner. Let's see. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious.
Yeah.
That is a thing. Nutritious and delicious tastes just like chicken. I don't know what that is from.
Me neither.
But that just came to my mind with that little thing there. No prep, no less meals. Factor's meals are 100% ready to eat, blah, blah, blah. Love it, love it, love it. No prepping, no cooking. It's fantastic. We love Factor. Head to factormeals.com/Keegs50. Use code Keegs50 to get 50% off. Massive deal. We have great deals.
Yeah, we do
Taylor
have great
Watch.
Deals.
Like,
yeah, we do.
Every time we get to do an ad, again, thank you to everybody that always wants to support the pod and support the show. But the deals, for real, no bullshit, are
50% off. Yeah.
If you go to factormeals.com/Keegs50, that's a huge thing.
Yeah.
So head on over. Make
Factor
your
is like actually
easier.
So fucking good.
Factor's
like,
delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that I have the specifics away, we can talk
yeah.
for real about Factor. Factor is so good. Factor has been in the hallowed halls of Barstool Sports for a while now. They sponsored all of Surviving Barstool a few months ago, which was fantastic. And they are really, really delicious
yeah.
meals.
Like,
and
for real.
I think that, especially if you're someone who has a hard time cooking or
yeah. and my,
like
yeah.
me, like right now, I'm struggling right now.
Oh, my God.
I get home. I'm seasonally depressed. And
yeah.
At what point do I say, is it the season or do I go to the doctor for something else? But
right.
I'm having a hard time coming home. I am too tired to
yeah.
cook these meals. Like, or
my
to,
kitchen
to
is
make
like
meals.
So small. I can't even
yeah.
cook anyway. So like, it just makes it so much easier.
Completely.
Pop it right in the microwave.
Completely.
Yeah.
Fresh ass
Love
meal.
It. Love
so
it.
Good.
Yeah.
Factormeals.com/geeks50. Go ahead and get it for yourself. Speaking of eating, obviously, everyone in Australia was well fed by
yes,
mother.
Yes, they really were. You lucky little. I thought it was so funny. I don't know who was recording her doing I think it was You're Losing Me, but I'm not sure. Maybe it was one of the mashups. Mm-hmm. They were losing their absolute mind. It was so fucking funny. Oh, I think it was Getaway Car. And then when she was singing in the background, and it's like, car, I'm in the getaway car. Like, they all have, like, such thick Australian accents.
That's so hilarious. Yeah. Oh, I love that. Getaway car.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just, I was very happy for all the Australian people.
The Australian Swifties really yeah. got a nice, hot, heaping, helping yeah. of
Because not a lot of people go to Australia, I feel like, for tour.
No, yeah. I feel like no either. And it's a tough, you have to be a megastar, I guess, because yeah. like, maybe they don't have that many, like, small arenas. Mm. Maybe it's like you sell out that cricket ground or
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So excited about that. Someone else who's making sure we're well fed, which that's been revealed to us. I did not know. I don't think we've ever talked about it on the pod. Taylor Nation.
Hmm.
Lots of people run that account. Someone who runs that account that we didn't know before? Scott Swift.
I mean, it's just crazy to me. I don't really know the backstory of this story, though. I saw on Twitter, obviously, like, Scott Swift is Taylor Nation, but I didn't, like, see the reason why people think this.
So, apparently, Taylor Nation was DMing people and asking them to come to the VIP tent. One of them being these two girls who are Australian Swifties. Chax and Reacts.
Yeah, I love them.
They're Australian, right?
Yes.
Australian Swifties, and they react to Taylor Swift's music and everything. She gave them handwritten notes.
I was going to say, did you see the note?
Yeah, it's I fucking saw the notes. I fucking saw the notes. And it really got me start thinking, like, do you think she has ever seen Taylor Watch? Do you think she hates us so much? Like, does she see the title of this thing and go, these girls are freaks? Like,
no, but I was.
Those girls, like, they're kind of like us.
I was looking through their YouTube and I was like, I feel like they talk about the same things we do.
Totally.
Yeah. Like, we react and we chat.
Yeah. Like, what's so different? I was so jealous. Like, happy for them, but so jealous. And so, anyway, they were getting DMs through, I guess, Taylor Nation that was like, come to the VIP tent, blah, blah, blah. And they didn't know. They, like, went there and people were confused. Mm. And they're like, look, we're doing this. And I guess one of the girls or someone around on the team was like, oh, that was Scott. So people were saying that Scott Swift has access to the Taylor Nation account and will sometimes tweet or correspond with people in terms of, like, come to the VIP tent, like, whatever.
Interesting.
I don't know anything much past that.
Okay.
But then, like, some Taylor Nation tweets were coming up that were very clearly Scott Swift.
Oh.
Prime example being all caps, karma is the guy on the Chiefs when they won the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's funny.
And other things, like, Chiefs related.
Right.
Which are probably all Scott. And I think that is really funny, but it really is a family business.
Yeah,
she's
no, it really
she
is.
Says that.
Yeah. I mean, I respect it. It's very funny to think about Scott, like, tweeting out, like, some, like clues or, like, Easter eggs or something.
Right, like, what,
like,
is he actually tweeting? Like,
yeah.
I need to know where his tweets are and, like, what he's actually doing, because it is kind of funny. And, he's always videoing every show still.
Yeah.
Like, maybe some videos in Taylor Nation are from Scott. Like,
right.
You never know. He's on the clock.
Yeah.
It seems. Like, he's not just dad supporting his daughter at the show. He's on the motherfucking clock.
Interesting. That's so funny. Oh, that was Scott.
Oh, that was Scott.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Scott Swift invited me to the VIP tent.
Scott Swift invited. So,
yeah. You know what I was kind of thinking, though? Like, she wrote the letter to one of the girls, Emily. And then, like, she was, like, she wrote, like, Emily on the outside of the envelope. And then, like, wrote, like, Emily, I love you and your videos with Bonnie, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, if I was Emily, I'd be like, she likes me more.
No, 100%. Did she write a
sorry, Bonnie.
Did she write an individual one to Bonnie as
no,
well?
No, just
wait,
yeah.
What?
I think it was just one. Yeah, I'm pretty. That's the only one that I saw.
Scandal.
Yeah, but she said, like,
if
I
I'm
love
Bonnie,
you and
I'm
Bonnie.
Pissed at
I know. I'd be like, damn, what the fuck? Like, how do you not know me? But yeah,
like, literally, what the fuck?
That was really cute. She's like, this is, like, the reason why I do this. Like, to
it was
see
really
like
sweet.
Reactions like that, mm-hmm. and like, yeah, I was really jealous of them.
So jealous.
Yeah.
Happy but jealous.
And they got to be
you
Sabrina.
You can be two things at once.
It's funny because they got to be Sabrina Carpenter and people were like kind of pissed about it because I guess they like not talk shit, but like they like said that they didn't really like her album and they didn't like some of her songs. Like I just saw a clip of them talking about how they didn't like Nonsense, the song Nonsense.
Oh, I see.
And they were like, if I was Sabrina, I'd be like explain yourself.
Fuck, bitch.
Yeah.
But, oh, wait, you don't like it?
Yeah,
you don't
like
my song?
Yeah,
well,
but
whatever.
I was really jealous. So I was like, damn, they got to meet Sabrina, too. Like,
that is, I'm jealous as well.
Yeah.
I'm jealous about the whole thing. Damn. Well,
yeah.
Good for them. Happy for them.
Yeah,
jealous, but happy. And what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Maybe one day our day will come. Someday our prince will come.
Yeah.
Something else I want to bring up before we go. is, two things. One, there were reports floating around about the things that Travis may or may not have gotten Taylor Swift for Valentine's Day. I think it's a load of bullshit, personally.
I think it is, too.
But just so people don't be like, where is that? People say, we have no idea where. It may have come from Cosmo. It may have come. I have no fucking idea where shit came from. But apparently it's like $3,000 on a rose sculpture, $4,000 on 500 roses, $4,000 on a Dior beret, and $5,000 on a Bottega Veneta purse. It just doesn't seem like maybe. I don't
know.
I don't know. Also, a Dior beret. Why? Because he'll be in Paris night two when I'm there.
I don't know. All I saw was like Cosmo. I don't even know if the article's still up, actually, now that I'm looking at it.
Just, like, super
weird. But, like,
weird.
I saw someone in, like, this person says, oh, wait, Travis Kelce went all out with Taylor Swift's Valentine's Day gift. Travis Kelce, blah, 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 romantic gifts. Wait, I gotta see. Jesus, Cosmo, like, make your fucking harder to read.
That's so
an anonymous source close to the couple revealed the alleged presents Travis gave Taylor to the Sun. Okay, it's like Daily Mail, basically.
Oh, then forget it. No, I don't believe any of it then.
But yeah, they says apparently included an arrangement of 250 Venus et Fleur, those like
Venus et Fleur.
Those
roses, yeah.
$2,100, a $3,000 perigold rose sculpture, a Dior beret, a Bottega purse, a Celine straw hat, and an Hermes scarf.
Okay, well, all these things are Parisian, so he's going to Paris.
Yeah.
Like, he'll be in Paris.
Do you think he's going to wear a beret?
I hope so. I hope so.
I could picture him
wearing
a beret in Paris.
Right? Those are all Parisian brands.
Yeah, like a scarf, Hermes. Oh, yeah, Celine Hermes.
Bottega might be Italian?
I think is Italian, yeah.
Interesting.
Dior is French too, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know how much I believe about all that.
Yeah, me neither. An anonymous source close to the Sun. I don't know.
Yeah, please. I have no fucking idea. There was that, and then the other thing I had to say was I think probably more interesting. Damn.
Oh.
I wish I said it first. Let me think. Talking about Scott. Talking about.
My God, I cannot stop sniffling. Jesus Christ.
The girls. This is killing me. No, I have to remember it.
Travis.
I wanted to ask it before we left.
Paris.
Travis. Paris.
Tour.
Sabrina.
Sabrina.
What were we just talking about?
Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay. How do we get on a list to be considered for the like listening party?
Oh, I don't know.
How do they make those decisions?
I don't know.
Because I was down a deep hole of people that have been to them.
Oh, okay.
And it's like you get a call from a random number that's like, be ready in 10 minutes in a car and like you're going and whatever. Like, is that real? How?
I don't know.
How do you get considered? How do they make those choices? How do they pick?
I don't know. I'm like.
Not that would ever happen to us.
I know. I feel like nothing like that's ever going to happen to us.
I know. I feel like that too. But it's like, but I just want to, I don't know. I just want to be ready just in case.
I know.
I won't leave my house, I swear. I won't leave my house until.
Like the Spotify, like they have like those listening parties for like the big fans and stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm like, hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Like really, hello. But the listening party, like, is it going to happen?
I don't know.
She's on tour.
Did she do one for Midnights? I have no idea.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I feel like either way, we'll have our own listening party.
We're going to have our own, obviously.
Yeah.
But I just like.
But I would love.
People were making jokes about it. Didn't people
go to her house and listen?
Yes. Yeah. And like her hotel room and shit. Like they've done stuff like that. But what I think is that like, or no, I was reading the thread and they were saying things like, oh, you know, I got a call from an unknown number that told me to get into a blacked out, unmarked car that brought me to like wherever. And like, I did all these things for Taylor Swift and I didn't give a fuck. Like people were like, you would do anything for Taylor Swift. And they're like, yeah, I would.
Yeah, I would get into 100%. An unmarked car.
And I think I would too.
Oh God.
I really think.
So if
be
any
careful,
of us
though.
Get kidnapped,
yeah, because,
you know why and how.
You know why, yeah. It's tough to say. It's tough to be like, I would get in an unmarked car if you told me that it was for Taylor Swift. But am I lying?
I have candy. No, I have Taylor Swift's album.
And
you get into this car and you can listen to it.
Yep. So, So yeah, I don't know. I just would like that to be on. I would like to put it out in the universe.
Yeah, please. Hello, if anyone's hearing us, we love Taylor Swift so much.
Because wait, do we have? Let's see.
We would die for that.
Here's the thing, Jim.
Oh, where's she gonna be? April 19th.
So she's gonna be. Well, there's a break, a gap.
Oh.
She is going to be in Sydney for the next weekend. She has four shows.
Okay.
23, 24, 25, 26 of February.
That's my
birthday. She has Singapore on March 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 7th, 8th, and 9th.
Okay.
Six shows in Singapore. Wow.
Yeah. Then, I was looking at tickets.
Or no, I'm sorry. That's, wait, March, 8th, and 9th. Yes. And then there's a break. And then the first show back is May 9th.
Oh.
In Paris. Oh, and then May 10th is when I'll be there. So the second show after the new album.
So maybe she'll be in New York.
I'll be there. Right. She might be in New York.
Yeah. Easy to get to Paris to New York.
I'm just putting it out there, Jake. Yep, I'm just putting it out there.
I'm going to be manifesting quietly.
I will be answering.
Putting it into
I'll
the
be
universe.
Answering random calls.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Moving forward. Now,
knowing that now, knowing I'll that definitely now. Be like, Taylor.
I follow Taylor Nation. They don't follow anything back. They don't follow us anywhere. But anyway, something to keep in mind.
Yes.
Wow. That was a lot. That was a long show. That was a lot to talk about. More than I thought. So, for our Thursday episode this week, if you want to be included on voicemails or text us or DM the Taylor Watch Instagram, you can go ahead and call at 347-450-0723. Very exciting. And that's that.
Yeah.
Subscribe.
That's it.
Support.
Slay.
Factormeals.com/Keegs40.
50. Yep. Slay.
Slay.
Love you guys.
Love you.